Good morning.
Counsel, you have 15 minutes. Would you like to reserve any time for rebuttal?
Yes, Your Honor, I'd like to reserve 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you. You may begin when you're ready.
Good morning. May it please the Court, my name is Tenley Carroll Seeley. I represent Anderson Interior Contracting, Structure Tone, and Arch Insurance Company on this appeal from the Virginia Workers' Compensation Commission. We're asking this Court to reverse the July 6, 2016 opinion of the Commission because there's no credible evidence supporting the Commission's holding that the claimant's fall from a ladder was not caused by his intoxication.
Well, I mean, isn't one of the problems in whether you agree with it or anybody up here agrees with it or not, it's been long established that falling off of a ladder doesn't require really any other explanation. You just fell off of a ladder. And, I mean, is there any other way to read Beelen other than if you fall off a ladder, the Commission can conclude that that was the cause of the accident?
I think that the Commission has the ability to make reasonable inferences so long as there's evidence, there's no evidence to the contrary. I do think that just because a claimant fell from a ladder doesn't automatically make the claim compensable, but it is certainly something we had to consider in our argument.
But it allows the Commission to, what Beelen stands for, and you correct me if you think I'm overreading it, is that it permits the Commission to draw the inference that the claim is in fact compensable when you fall off a ladder, even if you provide no actual explanation for how you ended up on the ground.
I think that is correct. I don't think that that's the situation in this case. I have, reading the safety rule violation, certainly we're asserting that there's a willful misconduct, safety rule violation.
Let me clarify that. The issue, as I understand it here, is not what caused the claimant to fall off the ladder. The issue is, did intoxication cause him to fall off the ladder?
Correct, Your
Honor.
Only
if we conclude that the evidence does not support the Commission's determination that it was the intoxication, not the intoxication, can we reverse?
Correct. What we would assert in this case, well, it's undisputed. He was intoxication.
Yeah.
So the question is, did he fall off the ladder because he was intoxicated?
It's also undisputed that he violated the safety rule.
Correct.
So the question is causation.
And the question is, did, in what the cases are saying on this issue with willful misconduct, is there another viable explanation? In the cases where this court has affirmed or reversed the commission and found that the intoxication was not the cause of the fall, there was always another viable explanation.
But the issue here, it's because you're relying on a defense, it's your burden to establish that it was intoxication that caused the fall, as opposed to a Beelen-type case where it's the claimant's burden to establish that the fall was caused by some condition of employment.
Correct, and we assert that we proved that the intoxication was a proximate cause of the fall.
Well, but the problem is, and I know this is an unusual position for you to be in, as the party with the burden of proof on the issue, if the commission just ultimately doesn't accept the conclusion of Dr. Holstead, who's the only one who said it caused the fall. The best Dr. Wolf did was it could have possibly caused the fall, so that's probably not enough. But if they just don't accept that Dr. Holstead is correct, don't you lose? I mean, it's not enough to produce a witness to testify to the fact. The testimony has to convince the finder of fact. And here, two-thirds of the commission said no.
I don't agree, Your Honor. First of all, I would say that there were only two commissioners sitting in on this opinion,
well,
because this is a case where Chief Deputy Commissioner Shiblevitz was sitting in.
And I have no doubt you would have liked much better for Roger sitting there, but
so,
he wasn't.
So Commissioner Marshall, I don't agree. I think that the claimant then bears a burden of proving another viable explanation for the fall. And in this case, the claimant was inherently incredible. And in fact, Commissioner Marshall, in his opinion,
we're not bound by the factual determinations of the commission in reference to their finding about the claimant in this particular matter.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Can you say
that? You're indicating that there's no other viable explanation for the fall. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
But there's evidence that he was able to transverse the ladder for a period of time without any problems. So the commission could consider those factors in support of his testimony as to what caused the fall.
I think for a short time, Mr. Nimmo was able to move the ladder. I think Mr. Nimmo got to work at 6:30, then he had to get to the work site. It's a big job site. He worked in one area, found out he was in the wrong area, and then had to leave to go to another building, then took a break. So I would say that Mr. Nimmo at 9:30 a.m. was only a short way into his shift that went until 5 p.m. And I think in the commission's opinion and Mr. Nimmo's brief, I think it is overstated how long he had worked. I think it was a very short time, and I think he's incredibly lucky, as inebriated as he was, that he didn't fall before then. So I don't think how long he had been at work was a very significant period.
To quote the deputy commissioner's factual finding, which the commission adopted, and although it was Deputy Commissioner Schlevitz, he counts.
Yes, he does.
We rely on the claimant's testimony and the fact that no evidence was presented that the claimant's manner, disposition, speech, muscular movement, general appearance, or behavior was impaired by his alcohol consumption. And so that's conceding he's drunk. That's conceding he's drunk beyond the limit in 652.306B. And so it's voluntary intoxication. You've got all of that. But they're just saying, there's not enough for us to conclude that because his blood alcohol content was somewhere between 0.09 and 0.17, that that's what caused him to fall. And with that as the factual finding and you having the burden of proof, it has to be that nobody could have believed that.
That he was intoxicated?
No, that...
That his intoxication
caused the fall? That the alcohol caused him to fall. I mean, I can be drunk as a skunk driving my car down the street, but if I don't hit anything, then the alcohol didn't cause an accident. It's a violation of the law, much as it would be a violation of the safety rule here. But if I don't hit anything, you can't say that it was the cause of the accident. Now, if I hit something, we can look at what might be the cause of the accident. It very well may be that I'm drunk. It may be something else, but the party with the burden of proof has to demonstrate that to the fact finder's satisfaction.
Your Honor, I contend that we did prove it. Not only did we provide the evidence of two
not
witnesses, Dr. Holstein said directly his intoxication caused the fall.
But the commission rejected that testimony, and that's the finding that's before us.
I think the basis for the rejection of Dr. Holstein's very clear opinion was not a valid basis, Your Honor. Commissioner Marshall stated that he discounted Dr. Holstein's expert testimony because he didn't know why Mr. Nimmo said he fell. However, Dr. Holstein specifically stated the records he looked at in reaching his opinion, and that included medical records that specifically stated Mr. Nimmo reported that the ladder kicked out and he fell.
Well, right, but just because... They don't have to believe Dr. Holstein for any reason. They can say he's a hired gun witness. I mean, that would be a sufficient basis not to believe him, wouldn't it?
I don't think so. I mean, couldn't you then in the same say you don't believe the claimant because he has something to lose or gain from his testimony? And in this case, they believed a drunk witness who couldn't explain why he fell.
Absolutely. The fact finder can say that. The fact finder gets to weigh those considerations. We don't.
I think when we go to the credibility of the witness in this case, I don't think the deputy commissioner found him to be credible. I think she believed some of his testimony, and she didn't believe some of his testimony, and that's specifically stated in her opinion. So right there, we don't have a credible witness. It's not like Mr. Nimmo went in and testified and they believed.
That's not for us to determine whether the witness is credible or not. That's for the commission to determine.
Well, I think the question is whether there is credible evidence to support the commission's findings. Right. And if there is not, then it's a matter of law.
On this issue, it's really a flip. It's did you produce sufficient evidence that as a matter of law, the commission had to accept that alcohol consumption and drunkenness caused the fall?
It still comes down to the credibility of the witness. I don't agree, Your Honor, because...
I agree with you. I agree with you. It comes down to the credibility
right.
of the witnesses. And the commission made picked who they believed.
Well,
the burden
I don't,
of proof is a pesky little thing.
Well, in this case, I had to prove that... Certainly, I proved that he was drunk. I think we proved that he fell because of his intoxication. If you look at the evidence in total, and I will get to the credibility findings, I know you're going to ask me another question about
99
this.
99 out of 100 people may have agreed that he fell off the ladder because he was drunk, but you didn't. But two of the three that mattered didn't.
I think in this case, The Commissioner Marshall relied solely on the testimony of Mr. Nimmo.
But he didn't rely solely on it. He did. He discounted part of the expert's testimony and coming to the determination that it was the ladder kicking out as opposed to the intoxication.
But there's no explanation for why the ladder kicked out, which is significant. In this case, where we...
And Beeland says, well, it's not necessary. But if you accept, and I agree with Judge Melba, but if we accept your premise that Commissioner Marshall, in his opinion, so Marshall and Schleppitz, two-thirds of the commission, accepted all of Mr. Anderson's Mr. Nimmo's testimony, I'm sorry, Anderson's the company. If they accepted all of that, then that's a credibility finding. That's who they believed.
But I think it's not supported by credible evidence. First of all, I've talked about the...
If you believe his testimony, it is definitionally credible evidence.
He didn't say Mr. Nimmo was a credible witness. What he said was he was not inherently incredible. And he said he wasn't intoxicated when he clearly was. He said he hadn't had anything to drink after midnight when clearly he did, given his blood alcohol level.
He didn't say that he wasn't intoxicated. He said that, that there were no factors that would have allowed them to believe that caused the accident. You had a witness on scene who didn't, in fact, see any sort of impairment and wasn't, in fact, thinking that was the issue until the toxicology result came back.
I don't think that, well, there was a suspicion of alcohol. Mr. Chenefeng testified to that hearing, that he had a suspicion of alcohol
suspicion
before the blood
after,
test went out.
But it didn't
no,
happen
it wasn't.
At the scene, though.
No,
he wasn't seeing any sort of effects at the scene that he testified about.
I don't think they have to see effects at the scene. I think the fact that he lost his balance on a ladder that was stable, a stable A-frame ladder, he was in a clean room, there was nothing on the floor, the ladder wasn't defective, it was on a level, he said it.
For you to prevail on this argument, we have to conclude that no reasonable fact finder could have concluded anything other than the alcohol caused the fall, correct? And if that's not correct, tell
no,
me why.
Approximate cause. I only have to show that his intoxication was a cause of the fall.
Okay.
Approximate cause of the fall, which Dr. Holstich stated, as did Dr. Wong.
Modify my question then. For you to prevail, we have to conclude that no rational fact finder could find that it wasn't a proximate cause. It had to be a causative element, whether the sole one or one of many. If any rational fact finder could he fell for some other reason, you lose.
I think that Commissioner Marshall did not consider that. I think Commissioner Marshall looked at it as, I either believe the claimants or the defendants.
I would like an answer to my question, but not Commissioner Marshall.
I think I'm making a legal argument here, Your Honor. I think that the commission has to consider whether it could have been both, and was it a proximate cause? And I don't think the commission considered that on appeal. And that is one of the arguments that we made in our brief. When it comes down to proximate cause, the majority opinion stated the ladder kicked out. We don't know why. There's no evidence as to why. And the witness isn't entirely credible, but we're going to take that. We also proved that he was intoxicated in that. We had two witnesses stating it was proximate cause. Dr. Wolf,
I hate to interrupt. You're into your rebuttal time.
Oh, I'm into. Okay, I'm gonna wait.
I'll tell you what. We're gonna let you finish the answer to Judge Russell's question. And I'll put a minute back on for you.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor. I would say that in this case, the way the case. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
So now
we're.
Thank
you.
May it please the court. Sean Kavanaugh on behalf of the appellee, Samuel Nimmo. Well, the issue is, does credible evidence support the commission's decision? And I think that they looked at the facts in this case. And first, we look at Nimmo's testimony. I mean, from the beginning, he said that the ladder kicked out. When he was interviewed by Casey at the scene, Mr. Kaipong, identified as Casey in the record, immediately after the accident.
Mr. Kavanaugh, I take it that your client's position is, although a reasonable fact finder may have been able to conclude from the evidence deduced that alcohol was a proximate cause of the fall, this one didn't.
That's correct. That is correct. And when you look at all the facts in this case, there is credible evidence to support that. First of all, again, their own witness testified that while he's lying on the floor, he told him the ladder kicked out. When he goes to the hospital, he tells him the ladder kicked out. So he's consistent in that throughout his testimony. Mr. Goodwin, the site safety manager, said that he initiated an investigation, and the first time, he said after, and he said until when the lab results came back, that was the first time there was any suspicion that alcohol was involved. And that was 5 days after the accident. So, I mean, at that point, they have nothing but the doctor's testimony or the doctor's report. And the Wiley case cited by the appellants in their brief, it cited as reversal, but it was actually reversal with a remand. But in that case, the court noted with approval that the commission's rejection of the medical opinion for the same reason, the total failure to address the role of the ladder kicking out, which is what the commission did in this case. They looked at it and said, well, he didn't even address that. As for Dr. Wolf at the hearing, I mean, his opinion was consistently expressed in terms of could have contributed, may have contributed, and then ultimately he said that he said, well, I can't say that it caused it, but I can say that it proximately caused it. And even the deputy commissioner was somewhat surprised by that answer and once again asked him, let me get this straight. You're saying you can't say that it caused it, but you can say that it proximately caused it. To which he responded yes, and he also admitted that it might have had nothing to do with it. And so, I mean, it is just a situation where the commission looked at conflicting evidence and decided that they believed Mr. Nimmo in terms of what caused the fall, and they disbelieved the witnesses, which is the only thing. And there's nobody with any personal knowledge ever testified to any facts that would lead anybody to believe anything other than Mr. Nimmo's testimony. That's it.
Counsel, we're going to come back up, and I'm going to add the minute to your
time. Thanks. Your Honors, in conclusion, what we are contending is that there is no credible evidence that the fall from the ladder was anything but Mr. Nimmo's intoxication.
But your argument, take it out of the legal language of proximate cause, your argument is virtually every person with a BAC at that level would fall off a ladder. Isn't that what you have to propose in order to prevail here?
And no, Your Honor. Because those aren't the facts that we were dealing with. In this case, they did a complete investigation into the cause of the fall. And the dissent goes to this, and I think it is very strong.
But you have to prove that it was, that alcohol was the cause of the fall.
Correct, Your Honor.
And that requires us to presume that everybody who's that drunk would fall off a ladder.
I don't think so, Your Honor. Because in this,
at least it would require you to prove that everybody who fell off a ladder with that BAC fell off because they had that BAC. It couldn't be any other explanation.
I think that is true. I think what we're really looking at is that with a BAC at that level, we showed that what the impairments that Mr. Nimmo would have. There was a suspicion of alcohol use. He fell. The employer then conducted an investigation to see why did that ladder fall, not assuming that it was his BAC level, but doing an investigation into why that ladder fell. And there was no reason for that ladder to fall. There was no defects. It was on a flat, level floor. There was no substances on the floor.
But we're here, as we sit here today, we have effectively a finding by the commission that his fall off the ladder was an actual risk of employment. That has not been appealed. So we have to assume that to be the case, that his fall was an actual risk of employment, which is all the statute requires.
I think that in this situation, as we discussed, I bear the burden of proof. We submitted our evidence saying it was a proximate cause of the fall. Certainly had two witnesses testifying to that and disregarded all other explanations for why the fall occurred.
When Dr. Wolf
your time's up.
Yes.
First of all,
when Dr. Wolf says it might not have had anything to do with it, doesn't that allow the fact finder to disregard every other thing he said about it?
If I go back to the record, and I just reviewed it yesterday, I'm pretty sure that was when Mr. Kavanaugh asked him, is it possible that his inebriation had, and he said, it's possible. So I don't think that's definitive. I don't think so, Your Honor. Thank you.